tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We are back! I am so sad that I didn't see you guys last week, but it is episode 7, AfterBuzz's recap of How to Get Away with Murder. I Want You to Die is the name of this episode. I am Steph Z, and tonight on the panel, we've got the lovely...
Jillian Leff. Hi, guys. You can tweet me at Jillian Leff.
Nice. And JB Zimmerman. You guys can tweet me at JB underscore Zimmerman. I'm also wearing the exact same shirt as Jillian.
Apparently, you guys, like, talked about what you were going to wear.
We coordinated.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo, yo. Did you think I was still in New York? Like, what happened? I'm feeling a little left out. It's fine.
We have the believing
divide.
Wes is Annalise's son's side, which
versus,
is over there.
I don't know, man. I'm recruiting. I'm recruiting people to be on my side.
My
I'm getting tweets.
She's back. She's been gone for a week, and now she's
all
back.
All I'm saying is I think I was saying it since episode 1 or 2 of the original series that Annalise is Wes's mom. And I think tonight... we're a little closer to...
We are a little closer to that. There's no denying that.
Yes.
I thought we were done with this because the last episode, which you weren't here for, she with that comment that your mom committed suicide, she threw
right
in Wes's
after
face.
She lied to him about Rebecca. So clearly she was lying. Come on, JB.
Perhaps.
I don't know,
just
man.
Saying.
I'm just saying, yo.
It looked like we're going to a different direction. Now
listen,
they brought it back.
So Viola Davis tweeted the quote from the show, which was, Steph.
It's him.
It's not just a student, it's him. Okay, so she tweeted it, and then Pete Nowak, who is an executive producer, writes episodes, I believe. He's the man in charge. He said that it was a major breadcrumb, but he didn't say that.
Clearly.
But he didn't say it flat out. So I feel like it's hard to assume because we've seen so many times where they've flipped the switch on us. So I'm not going to say you have it yet, Steph.
I'm not saying I have it yet. I'm just saying that.
I don't know. She's pretty cocky off camera.
I'm just saying for everyone that's been throwing me under the bus that my theory is ridiculous.
Guilty.
I'm just saying maybe I'm not that far off to what might. Yeah, I mean, the fact that she said, and we'll move on after this, I promise, but we're going to talk about it first. The fact that she said it's him, because there were so many theories that we had going on. We had that maybe she defended his mom. Maybe, you know, she was responsible for the mom's suicide. Maybe this, that, and the other thing. Maybe she gave him up for adoption. Maybe, like, we went to all these things, but it's like, it's clear that her and Eve had a romantic, vulnerable bonding relationship in the past, so she would know Annalise's quote-unquote secrets. And it's like, there's so many people that Annalise is in charge of killing or ruining their lives or saving or this, that, and the other thing, but for her to say it's him, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know that I would be like, it's him if it was the nephew or something. Like, there could be something else going on. It's him. Come on.
Okay, as far as Annalise's timeline, we know that Eve and Annalise broke up because she met
Sam.
So it had to be, if it is her kid, it has to be pre-Eve, only because Eve said it's him, and it didn't seem like...
Definitely before Eve, because Eve knew. It seems like Eve would be told this in their relationship.
If Wes was involved with the both of them as a couple. So it had to be even before then, which now puts us... I don't even know how many years. Do you guys remember how many years Sam and Annalise were together for?
I don't know.
So I'm not saying that this is like... college or law school.
Eve and Annalise were in law school together, so at least we have that like life marker,
right
because
so they must have been what, at least like mid-20s? Like, there's not a lot of time,
right? Yeah. Right, I mean, but that would be the same amount of time in order for her to have a kid that was that same age.
True. I guess the only thing, and I guess we're also just taking Annalise's word for it, is that she apparently can't have kids, like is physically unable to do that. So maybe that happened afterwards. I mean, you never know. Like, that doesn't mean a whole lot, but...
It doesn't mean a whole lot. No, and I mean, everything she says, she lies. But I feel like... I 100% feel like her saying it's him and the reason why I protect him is not because just he's a student is truth. She's not... That's a real, genuine feeling from Annalise that there is clearly some backstory. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. It was definitely confirmed that there is a very strong connection from the past. So well, that much I
And even
I
so,
say.
You know...
And that she got him off the wait list. Well, and she figured that all out. I'm just saying.
But also, when they had the confrontation last episode and they sort of flash back to it in this episode, Wes says, how did you know that? That his mom committed suicide.
Right.
The only other thing, and I know I'm a stretch here, the only other thing that came, played through that added up pieces to you know, the Annalise and Wes situation was that she said to Bonnie... If not, you could be hanging yourself by a sheet out back by the tree or something like that. And I was like, did Annalise fake her own death because of some? I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
like
no. Well,
something.
she was saying that because in a cell, meaning like Bonnie would be in jail.
Oh, steel bar.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. Okay. Prediction really
got
good.
It. Okay. Got it.
I mean, obviously, Eve and Annalise like were in a relationship. Maybe it was like the relationship just before that where... the person Annalise was with had a kid, and that
so it's a
was
stepson,
right? I mean, then like she would have.
I still
an
win
obligation
then.
To work out.
If it's any kind of freaking son or nephew,
close.
I win.
I'll give you that win.
Okay,
FTW.
I like that. That it could have been.
Where she, you know?
Oh, was she dating Wes's mom?
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't say that.
Well, I did say that.
Stepson.
How could she be his stepson if she wasn't dating his parent?
Oh my god.
Well, I thought you. I was assuming you meant the father.
Oh.
Also, no mention.
I mean,
so you think that it was a lesbian relationship? That Wes's mom and Annalise were lovers? Ooh, I like that theory.
Yeah.
I actually got the chills. I think that might... Because why else would they introduce that she's had relationships with women before?
Exactly.
Now that would totally freaking play if Annalise was the one that drove Wes's mom to kill herself.
Right. And then it's not, you know, for Eve to understand. Like, I feel like it's a much more soft thing to deal with because it wasn't just... You are flip-flopping between, like, you know... Like
right, and then
next,
it's like,
then
no, I'm
him.
A terrible
yeah.
person because she drove Wes's mom to kill himself. I like that. And he's still the son. Because
okay,
that would make sense. Yeah, because in the same sense, like, I get it, but in this, like, maybe, like, if I lost... Thank God I didn't, but one of us lost a parent at 12 years old,
right.
I feel like you would... remember that parent if they came back. They would look the same. Maybe not. I don't know the drama. I don't know what happens to someone at that age. But I feel like, yeah, that's it. When she's like, you don't remember me because I was your mother's lover. I was around all the time.
Right. Which I mean, it could definitely be, you know, either of Wes's parents. But I think it's almost more interesting and hopefully more likely that it's his mom because, I don't know, it just makes it so much more interesting.
Yeah,
especially
because then
the
it's like, what would Wes then be left to deal with? Like, he's like, yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know, but
you're
we
not
need to figure this.
It,
no, no, we need to figure this out because I'm tired of talking about it. I just need to know. Like,
I think we're gonna know. There's two more episodes before the break. Is that right? There's two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're gonna find a lot out about. Well, obviously, we're gonna find out who shot Annalise, but. I don't know if they're going to give it all to us at once. There's still some episodes
I think it's
after
gonna be
the holidays.
That may be like second half of the season type stuff.
Right.
But we're close. I mean, we're getting breadcrumbs as as yeah. they are saying. So that's
and if you think about it, even if we find out the connection between them, it could only be something that Annalise reveals to someone else, and maybe Wes still has no idea, and then the storyline carries on because then you need to wait for the moment when he finds out. You know, so it could, this could be a long process ahead right. of us.
I'm telling you.
You will
I
get your day
stop.
In court.
I can't
you will.
Stop thinking about it. That's, I really think that might be...
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I do have to give a shout out actually to my mom, who is kind of one of the most amazing people in the world. But I love that. I don't think she's 100% aware that we watch on East Coast time. Mm-hmm. So I received this text at 7:51 that was capitals OMG. She said it's him. That's why she protects him. Dot, 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 dot. You were right. Dot, 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 dot. Sorry, spoiler. Dot, 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 dot. Parentheses HTGAWM. So, Mom, you are the cutest, but if I would have not been watching on the East Coast feed and I would have read this text and not seen it for myself, I would have been so pissed.
Yeah, I love how the spoiler alert was at the very end of the text. So after you read it, it's like, oh, whoops.
Yep, yeah.
Sorry.
And it's in the same text. It's not like she sent that then was like, oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
it's...
no, it was my mom at her finest. I love
that
her.
Is the best text ever.
It was pretty great. So... All right, I'm going to allow us to move on. I don't really want to. I still want to just talk about this, but we're getting closer to figuring this out. And I just wonder how Wes is going to feel once, like, if Wes is going to realize that what she's doing is to protect him or Wes is going to be pissed at her for what happened. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit of both. All right, cool. Where do we want to start next? We want to talk about Connor and Michaela somehow have seemed, you know, we get the little tidbit in the beginning and then we go 4 days earlier. So we see that Connor and Michaela have found their way together and Wes and Laurel have found their way together, which makes me a little bit, Laurel, I don't know how I feel about her.
I'm loving her.
I mean, I am in love with her.
Yeah.
But I don't trust her character. I don't trust her motives. I think she's sleeping with Frank on purpose. I think
she's intuitive, and I think that that's the only thing that's going to help Wes out, because I think that she's a little bit more self-aware than he is.
Right.
You know, she sort of showed her intuition in this episode specifically with the case.
Right.
You know, she was the one to make that call. So, and she also realizes that everyone is going crazy around her. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if there's anyone that is going to be the level head out of this group, it's her right now, because she's seeing all sides of things and everyone else is so tunnel vision about what they're worried about. You know, we have Michaela. She's hyper focused on Caleb because she's like low key in love with him. And then we have Wes, who is still harping on this Rebecca thing. And then we have Asher, who's off in his own world. And we have Connor, who, as we saw in this episode, is going to have to deal with a whole new slew of problems. But I feel like right now, like, Laurel used to be a wild card to me, and now I feel like she's in control. Or at least I think she's saving face right now.
Yeah, I mean, she really impressed me this episode. She started off taking a lot of heat from Annalise for basically sleeping with Frank, and possibly for reasons you're talking about, Steph, like, to get information. She was definitely snooping around in previous
episodes.
Do
you guys think that? You think that too?
Yeah, I mean,
because
I
wasn't here last
week
when she was kind of looking through his stuff.
Yeah, she definitely likes him, but there's ulterior motives as well, like which are mixed in.
With Frank as well, so it's an even playing field.
She's shady.
Which kind of makes it sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that she is sort of thinking behind the scenes and making her own moves. She kind of pulled the plug in the whole sting operation, like the stakeout.
It's really smart.
Which saved everybody, except for maybe Oliver.
Tear. I can't.
But, you know, I really loved how she stood up to Annalise. And she was like, yeah, you know, I saved the day here. Like, you better recognize that. And, you know, really called her out on how she was being treated. Then got some closure with that. You know, Annalise was like, yeah, the reason is because I don't have to worry about you, and that's actually a compliment. That's how I operate. So they definitely gained some ground in terms of their own relationship. And hopefully she's more of an effective tool and part of the team.
Yeah, I honestly think... I think she's the smartest one out of them all. And not... Maybe not, like, book smarter, got the highest on the bar, whatever.
Right.
But she's... the smartest in street smart, yes, and street in like getting, keeping it together and figuring it out. So I did.
I was exactly gonna say that. Like, yeah, she can take this whole like world of
chaos,
covering up like the darkest stuff imaginable, like murders. Like, she can totally see the bigger picture and really, you know, get her hands dirty.
And also, she's not emotionally invested in anything right now. I mean, her and Frank are having sex, but I think it's minus the emotions at this point. You know,
it is hot and heavy, though.
It's great.
I mean, that's not just... It's
not, like, sappy. You know, they can definitely...
And, like, they're not having pillow talk. Like, it's very heated in the moment, but, like, she's not emotionally invested in really anything, you know. The Rebecca stuff, like, she's aware of everything that's going on around her, but I feel like all the other people are emotionally invested in one thing or another, and that's sort of blurring their focus.
No, that's a really good point. I think as a romantic relationship, that's the only one where the two parties are not committed with each other. Not to say that they are sleeping with other people, but emotionally they're both so secure in where they are as individuals that they're not, you know, like, you look at Oliver and Connor, and I mean, even Michaela and Caleb, that hasn't even happened yet. Like, they're so dependent on each other and so, like, worried about what the other
person is. No, that's true. They're just cohabiting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're just having sex.
Yeah.
Passionate.
Yeah, they're just having
sex. All right, cool. So I want, we got to just talk about Oliver.
I still didn't see a check. Still did not see payment to Oliver's services.
He is still not getting paid. What do we think? Do we think Oliver's really dead? Do we think he's going to die? I don't think he's going to die. I think he's going to be what Philip uses to get himself off of the case. So Annalise is going to have to lose in order to save Oliver, and Connor is going to be freaked out if that doesn't happen or something. I don't think he's dead. That would just be too, I don't know.
Well, it's funny. I was on Twitter today, and the How to Get Away with Murder social media account, the verified one, tweeted out, you know, is Oliver the Keating, is it the Keating 6 now?
Ooh.
You know, because it was the Keating 5, you know, is he going to be a permanent part of the crew? And after last week's episode, I know I was the one that was like, he's dead. I know he's dead. Like, I can't bear it because they're, you know, Connor's finally in a really great relationship, and he is more in love with Oliver than Oliver is in love with him. And did we ever see that for Connor as a character? No, because Connor was sort of a mess when we met him.
Great actor, P.S.
Oh, my God.
I really love his acting. I mean, I think this show is full of, I didn't mean to interrupt, full of great actors, but I feel like the emotional roller coaster that Connor's taken us on, it's just tremendous acting.
Yeah, but I hope that Oliver is not dead, but I definitely got that feeling because they really like to take people away from us on this show.
You know, I got that feeling too, but in the same sense, I also got the feeling that if he is going to be more part of stuff, then that's his initiation. They've all kind of went through something crazy, which keeps them there, and he's going to, like, the rush of that. But in the same sense, you got to think about it. In the house, you've got Asher and Bonnie, a couple that's together. You've got Frank and Laurel. Yes and no. But there's, within the house, everyone's
paired
almost
up.
Paired up in a way. Like, Annalise and Wes are paired up in some sort of relationship. It's clear now. You got Bonnie. It's like that Connor wasn't paired up with anyone. You know what I mean? Like, Michaela's paired up with the client. But still, it's all within that inner circle. So for Connor, I don't know, him coming in could work. Even though I think it shouldn't in real life, but I think that it could work for the situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see it both ways. Obviously,
yeah, I can see it both ways.
If they kill off Oliver, you know, Connor's going to go off the deep end and spiral out of control, which is interesting, but that sort of has a short half-life.
Right.
And it's going to get old pretty quickly. I almost hope that they do sort of like maybe a kidnapping of Oliver, so it is more of an initiation, like you were saying, Steph.
Right.
And, you know, he, as a character, provides a lot for the group. Like, he's done countless jobs pro bono for them. And he opens up a lot of doors. He has a skill set that no one else has. So he's kind of a critical character.
And I guess interesting point, though, too, with this show, when they kill off a character that's not a minor character, with the exception of, like, the murders that we see in the cases and Nia, you know, we sort of see the murder before we actually find out what happens. So I don't think that they're going to do anything because we usually see it in a flash forward.
Right.
Right.
Especially because Oliver has been around since the beginning. So I think he might be safe, but I do agree with Steph in the sense that it might be a ploy to change things with Caleb and Catherine's case. But who knows?
Right.
Do you think it could go as far as Frank planted Philip? Because Frank was the one that then got Oliver to come in.
Philip is the secret baby.
Yeah. Do you think that Frank knew that Oliver would hack or found that? Somehow that's gonna. Because it was just weird how Frank and him walked in. I don't know. Frank set everything up so far.
Yeah.
Mm.
So could. No, could be a right answer.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. It just seems very. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Frank definitely has friends that do shady stuff, like his cell phone tracer guy. Like,
yeah.
You know, they could be the same person. I'm not, it's a little inside baseball, but
right.
He obviously has a lot of tech smarts, able to, like, reverse hack Oliver, figures out his name. I mean, they made it a point to, it wasn't like he was breaking in with black gloves and a knife, like, ready to kill him right away. Like, he...
That's true.
You know, wasn't wearing any gloves.
He wanted to talk.
He wasn't coming over for sex either.
Exactly. And he said his name. Like, they exchanged at least, a verbal communication. So it wasn't like, I'm going to take you by surprise. He was still pretty far away from him. So if he was trying to kill him, like, he was not very sneaky.
No, I don't think he's trying to kill him. I just don't know if the story that we're seeing is 100% real to how that what.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is interesting about the interaction is it was so, like...
Nonchalant.
Yeah, even if he was trying to kidnap him, he was kind of doing it a horrible way by just...
Well, he is a maybe psycho crazy person.
True.
And then how we feel about Wes having a gun?
Levi's gun.
Yeah. I mean, I think he isn't... the type of character that would use it ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that you see him bringing it around and he has it in Caleb and Catherine's house. Very interesting. I don't think he uses it, but...
No, I don't think he uses it either. I feel like it's clear that there was a gun that is used to shoot Annalise.
True.
So I feel like they're trying to lead us to the direction that's what we think is going to happen. I don't think that is what's going to happen. Let's move real quick to Nate and Nia. How do you guys feel about that whole situation? I mean, do you think that it was right of Eve and Nate to play the nurse in order to get her to either botch the test results, switch the test results? Think it was just a smart play by them? You think that, you know, Nate deserved to get in trouble? I mean, I feel like we're all on the same page that... Nate kind of did the right thing. Not that it's right overall.
No, I mean,
but.
Obviously they were operating outside of like normal right and wrong, but I support them. I don't blame them for doing it because the overall thing is that, you know, it should be a couple's right to figure out, you know, that situation. They like if someone's suffering and they don't want to keep suffering, then they shouldn't have to.
Right.
You know, forcing someone to stay alive when they don't want to is, like, ridiculous, so...
And it makes sense, too, that Eve had Nate reach out to the nurse, because really the nurse put them in that situation when she blew up on the stand, and she knew that as soon as she saw Nate. So for them to do that, I was like, thank God, because that D.A. Sinclair just needs to zip it.
Right.
Just, like, so... It was, like, very satisfying seeing her fall from that balcony today,
I just
have
can't
to
wait
say.
Till she's dead. I don't have to see
crunch,
her anymore.
Crunch, crunch, let's do this.
I do want to find out what the chip on her shoulder is before she dies. Do you guys not care?
So, I know, I care.
No, I mean,
what do you think it is?
She's just so annoying. I just want her dead, and I'm so happy that she gets pushed off.
So can we confirm that Bonnie pushed her? When it pans up and we see Bonnie on the top?
I'm pretty sure that's what
pretty solid evidence. I mean, there's always a twist with this show, so you know, I'm sure there's going to be one here, but it was pretty... I mean, the way that they edited it definitely made us...
I loved that shot, by the way.
Yeah.
It was like, Bonnie, Connor and Michaela, Laurel and Wes, Bonnie. It was just like...
Yeah.
I loved that.
I did love it. And again, we see Bonnie now. If Bonnie did kill it, now she's got two kills under her belt.
Well, maybe she has three because she did say she wanted to murder Annalise this episode. So
I don't think she has enough balls to murder Annalise.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be tough.
She's been going again. That's what I'm saying. She's been going and dealing with this behavior from Annalise, from Sam, from the all, like. She is the victim of abuse. You know what I mean?
But,
so she's usually they take that out on other people, not the actual abuser.
But right. Tonight was the breaking point because I think that she really thought that Annalise would never. That Annalise would keep that secret forever and never use that part of Bonnie's past as a card. And when Annalise said, this was the only way, this was the only way, I just think Bonnie was heartbroken, honestly. Because I do think that she looks to Annalise as sort of a motherly figure. She does look up to her. She depends on her. And it has to be the worst feeling in the world to know that the one person you thought that you could confide in told your deepest, darkest secret and didn't blink an eye about it.
Right.
Yeah, but do you think that...
It can cause a psychotic break. Like, do you see how calm she was when they first started talking and then she worked herself up and she...
Yeah.
Like, that Bonnie, we have never seen that Bonnie before. She would never look into Annalise's eyes and say, I want you to die.
Right, but my question is, do you think that Annalise really did it because her intentions were to protect Bonnie, or do you think it didn't even occur to her and she was like, this is what I do? Because
I think it was for protection, okay, but okay. I don't think that Bonnie ever thought that Annalise would pull out that card. There are other ways to make things happen, and I think that Annalise was desperate in that moment. She didn't know what to do. Bonnie put her in this hole and put herself in this situation, and I think that this was Annalise's best way to solve the problem, but Bonnie's worst fear.
But also, I think it's, you know, why Bonnie was so upset is the fact that she realized in that moment that there is never going to be a time where Annalise would, like, trust her fully to take care of something.
Yeah.
Like, by giving up her past, like, in, like, you know, the one thing that she's always had, like, that's, like, basically ruined her life, you know, I feel like she was, like, she has nothing left. There is nothing... You know, in between that embarrassment.
There's no loyalty. Yeah. There's no reason why she's taken all of Annalise's verbal abuse in a way. Because this was what she was protecting, and now the cat's out of the bag with that.
Yeah, right. And I know that we had sort of, like, maybe talked about, some of us on the panel last week, how, you know, Annalise could have doctored the footage. Is this really Bonnie? And, like, as we saw when Bonnie had the conversation with Asher about how you ruin someone's life, you know, it was just, like, the cycle of abuse and how someone feels when they're sexually assaulted and all these things, and it just made so much sense that that was absolutely Bonnie in the video, and this is her deepest, darkest secret, her worst nightmare, the one thing that Annalise was the secret keeper to, and just like that, it's out in the open now.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. It just sucks, like...
It totally sucks. And on the flip side of that, like, how do we feel about, you know, what's happening with Asher and Bonnie? I mean, is Asher... You know, I mean, to an extent, he's guilty. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to, again, the way that ABC and this show does everything. So they dot their I's, they cross their T's with Asher doing a PSA at the end about, you know, stepping up if you see something that you know isn't right to step in, and that, you know, women, if you see a girl being taken off with four guys, it's probably a bad situation, you know, and to step up and step in. I like that they did that. But what do you guys think as far as the character in this story? Do you think that he's a forgivable character? Do you think that he's guilty? You know what I mean? Like, do you think that Bonnie will forgive him? Or how do you guys see that playing out?
I hope so. I mean, he obviously didn't do everything right. Right. That's clear. But, you know, it was sort of what I expected. He is a nice character, like, at heart. He just was in a bad situation. You know, something terrible happened, like, in his house, like, under his watch, even though he didn't know about it. He may have been naive, but, you know, I think the worst part about it is he tried to, like, cover it up. Not in such an intense way where it was, like, aggressive, really, but sort of, like, the least bad option, I think, he was at the time thinking. But I think, you know, he really cares about it. Like, he definitely
I think he really cares, but I think we also got to see, and I love Asher and I love his character, but we also got to see a little bit of, that he is still naive. The fact that he thought, I want to find her and give her money or something, like he's still stuck in the way of maybe how he was growing up, that money fixes problems. Mm-hmm. And so that was a kind of a red flag for me and his character, but I do like him and I think he's genuine. I think, you know, he would never do that to a woman, and I think his, you know, love and care for Bonnie is genuine.
I do think that he's going to try to reach out to her, though, and the only reason why I think that is because we saw a picture of her, and usually they don't drop an egg like that. Like, we know what she looks like.
Right.
Like they did with Lila. And so it's like, I feel like, yes, we might see her because Asher is willing to do anything to make amends with Bonnie. I don't know if he's going to go about it in the right way, because I feel like he could very easy go to Bonnie and be like, look, I had coffee with her. Like, we talked about it. We're good. Like, we're good, right?
Yeah. Well, but it's interesting, too, because all this ending with Sinclair dying, Annalise getting shot, whatever happens to her, there's no Asher.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where he goes while this is all happening. So he's trying to make amends with somebody while Bonnie's killing somebody. Which at the end of the day, then who's really to blame? You know what I mean?
Or like, maybe Asher's in the house. Like, we don't know. We saw how...
But even when the guy, they were running away and Nate picks him up, Asher's not there. Right?
No, I know. Right. But if he's with Bonnie upstairs, like... You know, if they're together, they left together. You know, we don't see where Bonnie goes. Bonnie's not in the car with the kids. Like, kids. Adults.
Wait, yeah, because wasn't there a scene where they go to, like, a gas station or something? Is that completed?
Yeah, so Bonnie, so Bonnie and Asher are at a gas station. Bonnie says, I want to wash my hands. She changes her bloody shirt.
Oh, right.
And so then Asher drives away. There. So Asher is there.
Okay.
So he sees something. Right. He's freaked out. And so we just haven't seen him yet. So hopefully in the next flash forward next week, we'll be able to see where Asher is, which I would assume he's upstairs with Bonnie.
Why are they all at that freaking house?
I think Bonnie shot Annalise.
You think Bonnie shot Annalise?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because Bonnie has blood on her clothes. And if she just kicked off Sinclair, all the blood would have be on the ground. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely something different. I mean, maybe she went to go check the body and got blood on her then.
No, because it looked like it was splattered.
Well, no, like if she went down to like check if Sinclair was really dead.
Right, but it wouldn't like splatter on you. It would get bloody.
Yeah. I mean, that's my point.
But the one thing we still don't know is why the hell are they at Caleb and Catherine's
house?
That's
what I just said. Why are they all at that house? Yeah. It's crazy.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. We got two more episodes. All right, so I don't know if you guys did it last week and I wasn't here, but does anyone have a favorite quote?
We did do it, and I read your quote.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Well, I texted you, and you didn't text me back, so I was like, all right, maybe she didn't do it.
I read it.
All right, and I love that people out there that you guys are tweeting me, giving us comments, giving your quotes. Again, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud. Give us some stars. Give us some love. We love bringing this show to you guys. And we want to hear your theories. Now that we only got two more episodes, we want to know who's right. We want to see. But what was your quote, JD?
This week is, in the beginning, Annalise says to Frank, after they're talking about the pill situation, you want to help kill Sinclair. So she obviously wants that to happen. So I feel like anyone that did do that is working for the team, which is why I have a prediction. But let's hear your quote first, Jillian.
I know where you're going with that. Go ahead.
My quote is when Eve and Annalise were talking about living in Paris together and opening up a practice. And Eve questions her about money because it's going to be expensive. And Annalise says, oh, that's not a problem. I've got Sam money.
I like that one, too. That one made my list. But my first one, you know, it comes with Sinclair and Annalise when she's like, you're messing with the wrong bitch. Like, that was just so... Because anyone that's meshed with her or gotten her way or gotten intertwined with her, somehow their life is messed up now.
Right. Anyone that messes with Annalise is going to get destroyed.
And we actually have a fan quote from Mario Di Maio.
Yes.
I'd spank you before Walsh. Frank says that.
Yeah.
About Oliver. So get it.
I do. I think the Frank Oliver thing might be more... There's a layer there. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but I feel like there's a layer there. Okay, what else What did we miss in this episode? I mean, I still keep going back to Annalise is Wes's mother's lover. That's just insane.
Hmm.
I mean, we had a case. What did you guys think about this case? You thought, you know,
the suicide?
Yeah, the suicide. What'd you think about that?
It was interesting. I mean, it went an unexpected route because it involved the prosecutor, which we haven't seen a kind of in a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, because I was assuming that maybe the wife, like, still loved her ex-husband. And,
right.
And she got, like, convinced her husband to, like, kill himself or something. So,
yeah.
Like, it was more on her than her ex-husband.
I liked it, but I thought it was a little bit of a throwaway.
Yeah,
like,
there's so much other good stuff. It's like
the only thing that I got out of it is I feel that it was the case was what it was, but I feel that what it did allow, which we've all talked about, is Laurel to shine.
Yeah,
yes.
And it was. I think we all kind of looked at each other when Laurel looked back and saw them talking. We were all like, "Oh, there's something happening there." Mm-hmm.
One thing we didn't talk about. So Michaela found mystery DNA in the crime scene, and apparently
yes.
Sinclair hid it in another folder to keep it from them. So if it is not Phillip's DNA, who could it be?
Sinclair's, because she's Phillip's brother. Sister. Sister. They kind of look alike, red hair.
Nah.
Why is Sinclair at the house, too? Why are all of them at the house?
I don't know.
Why
I'm so
Sinclair
confused. Yeah, I hate her. I gotta hate a lot.
Is Sinclair somehow going after the money, too? Is that her MO? No, she hates Annalise.
Yeah, she hates Annalise.
Why? Why does she hate Annalise?
I want to know why.
Weird.
Tell us out there, why does Sinclair hate Annalise? We all want to punch Sinclair in the face.
Or push her off a balcony.
I don't know that I would do that, but I would punch her right square in the face.
Square in the face?
Square in the face. I was in New York last week. Leave me alone. All right, well, I feel like our predictions are going to be long. So let's just start talking about our predictions. What do you got over
right.
there, JB? What do you got? You're dropping the pen.
You're after yes. Buzz,
JB. I mean, obviously, after Annalise had said that to Frank, he's an obvious choice to have killed Sinclair, or to have fake, like, shot Annalise somehow. But I actually think that Laurel kills Sinclair because, I don't know, it was a weird moment that when she's talking to West, she's like, yeah, like, we have to stop them, Connor and Michaela. They're like, okay, West takes off, Laurel lingers, like, a second later. And even when they're coming out to the balcony, she comes out second, and she kind of, like, walks really weird. And it cuts to her right before Bonnie, alone. It's like a shot as we pan up from Sinclair's body. We stop at Laurel for a second right before Bonnie. So I feel like, you know, she is now the female Frank and could definitely do something like that to stop.
She bumped into her like she bumped into that dude on the street. Just, like, body check.
Yeah, bam. I mean, it could have been an accident. I think maybe she'd be smarter about it if she was going to do something. I don't know. I think she's involved somehow in the Sinclair
killing.
Do
you think that Frank told her? How did she get that information that killing Sinclair is what to do to help?
Well, I mean, she's been snooping around Frank's stuff for a while. Like,
she hasn't found anything.
True. She has not found anything that we've seen, but, I mean, she is, like, that's her MO right now, is, like, finding other stuff out. So I think her path towards that is not going to stop until she finds, like, a clue to actually make a move on, which could be taking out Sinclair.
That's interesting. Interesting. What do you think? What do you think, Jen?
So I'm not thinking Laurel. I am thinking Bonnie. And the only reason is because when they pan up, Bonnie's already looking down. So why would she be standing on the edge of, like, why would she be up there already against a banister looking down? It makes me believe that she's the one that pushed her, or
I mean, they obviously want it. Like, they ended on it.
Yeah,
so they want us to weave that, and I'm not saying,
her face, like, she's very, she's not, there's no expression on her face.
She's completely blank, indifferent.
So, I don't know if she's, like, having a moment or whatever, but clearly she's involved with something because of the blood on her shirt, and because Asher's freaked out, and Bonnie's like, chill, it's cool, I got this, you know? So I feel like Bonnie's on autopilot right now, and she's hell-bent on revenge of some sort. She seemed really angry, and we've never seen her stand up to Annalise quite like that. So I really do believe that Bonnie has motive to do something bad, and we know that Bonnie makes a decision, and sometimes she regrets the decision. So...
Yeah. See, my only thing is Bonnie has clearly killed for Annalise in the past. And killing Sinclair, because that's why she killed Rebecca. And she said that she thought it would make it easier for Annalise.
Yeah, but maybe it's Bonnie going to Asher, since we know they're together, and saying Annalise is the beginning of all of our problems. If we get rid of Annalise, the problems will be gone. Or something to that effect. Like, I don't know. Because Asher seems really freaked out, and Bonnie just, like, she's, like, she's cool, calm, and collected in front of him, freaks out in the bathroom, and then goes out into car and freaks out because there's no car.
Right. Well, that's why I feel like Bonnie's more likely to have shot Annalise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she obviously had the blood splatter.
I just think there's motive. She we don't see any... Like, we know Sinclair has motive because she hates Annalise, but I think that's too easy. Like, I don't... Or who knows, maybe Sinclair pulled the gun on Annalise and Bonnie was like, oh, well, I obviously need to kill this person because...
No, that's true. That could happen, too.
I don't know, but right now Bonnie's on my hit.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I feel like Bonnie's smarter than... If she did just push someone off a balcony, she's smarter than to go directly to a gas station bathroom and, like, loosely clean up.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaving a witness, like, to that of Asher... You know, in the car alone. Like, that's a pretty rook move for someone who's killed before and has worked in this murderous world for a while.
I agree with you. All good theories, all good stuff happening. I don't know. I just know that Wes and Annalise are somehow related. I know it. I know it's coming. Circle. It all circles back to that.
Yeah.
But what if... Imagine, like, Wes... shoots Annalise and then she tells him, like, on the deathbed that's what happened. That, why did you shoot me? I loved you. You were my kids. Crazy. I don't know. It's gonna happen. We got some other real quick theories that I wanted to say. We got Ellie0297. Thanks for watching, listening. Maybe Annalise defended someone that did something against Sinclair or someone she was close to. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Annalise might know then. Because I don't know. Does Annalise know why Sinclair hates her? Interesting.
I don't know.
And then we've got Versims Jr. I'm thinking he's the kid from a previous case. Maybe Annalise couldn't get the parents off but made a promise to look after him.
Yeah, I thought about the promise theory too. Because she could have promised his biological mother, you know, like, I will always... Like, we talked about it, but like, it wasn't friends growing up.
But it wasn't an I was always. It was she finally found him. She wasn't taking care of him or protecting him until he tried to get on a waiting list to go into law school.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, who knows? But yeah, I mean, I love all the tweets. And, you saw this. Maria DeVard, spank you before Walsh. But yeah, is there anything else that you guys want to add before we wrap this episode? What a good episode. Again, I feel like you watch this show and you're just like, you feel every emotion. It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
It is.
I talk about it all week long.
Every time, too. Like, literally every episode is like that.
Yeah. All right, well, until next week, JB, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on my Facebook page, Jillian Leff Official, and friend me on Snapchat. I'm at Jilly Leff.
And you guys can find me at IAMSTEFZ on all social media platforms. Thanks for listening and watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.